Delta Panthers sports on the Jim Davis Show.
And joining us right now, Steve Ryer, coach of the Delta Panthers baseball team. Good morning, Steve. How are you doing today?
Great, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing well. Sorry we're running a little bit late today. It's been a busy morning with John Sedanis joining us. Talk about his retirement. But your ball club played yesterday, a 10-2 loss to Montezuma Cortez. And so as you're a take on Durango coming up on Saturday, just a day where offensively the Panthers of Montezuma Cortez able to put together a pretty good offensive day against your club.
Yeah, we didn't pitch well. We struggled. We put too many guys on base free, and anytime you do that, it's a recipe for disaster, you know. And we tip our caps to them, swung it pretty well, but just too many guys on base free, and then we didn't do a very good job at the plate either.
Ryan Bynum with a couple of hits for you yesterday. Brad Lejo with he drove in a run yesterday, scored a run yesterday for you, and he went 1-for-3 at the plate. But what were they seeing that was causing them problems yesterday against Montezuma Cortez?
A little soft thrown left-hander, we just went completely away from our approach and got the big eyes and started trying to pull the ball too much instead of working away. And, their two best players defensively is their third baseman and shortstop, and they're both exceptional ball players. And, we rolled over balls that they made great plays on, and we hit some balls hard up the middle they made great plays on. But, all in all, we got away from our approach, and, we've got work to do at the plate. We know that. We're kind of in familiar waters. This is about where we were last year, and we've got a few adjustments to make to get where we want to be.
Yeah, at 2-3 right now, and like we talked about, of course, you made the run all the way to the Final Four last year. Similar situation to last year, and that's, well, it's not the place you'd like to be right now, Steve. It does, like you said, provide an opportunity. You've been there, you've done that, you're able to get back on track after a slow early season start.
Absolutely. We've played some really good teams. The Castleview team is a exceptional team. Falcon is a very good team. Rifle's a good team, and we've played some big arms early, and that's a little bit of our hitting struggle, but we do that intentionally, so we can see some quality arms early, and hopefully that rides us through the rest of the year. And I think once we make our adjustments and, stay positive all the way around, I think we're going to be in good shape.
Well, right now, of course, you'll have Durango coming up out of the Southwestern League. They're 5-2 right now, and they've been hitting the ball pretty well. They've been 347 batting average for the Demons right now, Steve.
Yeah, they're swinging it pretty well. I had an opportunity to watch them, in our Luke Olson Bruins Memorial. I got to watch them one game, and, they do swing it pretty well. Durango always just has really good athletes, and they put pressure on you, and if you make plays, you're in good shape. If not, it's going to be a long day, and, that's both defensively and at the plate. So, we've got to get better before Saturday for sure, but, we got a bunch of boys that, aren't afraid of hard work, and, I think we'll get ourselves ready to go by Saturday.
Yeah, Austin Romero for them, the sophomore, is off to a sensational start. He's already knocked in 10. They've also had another sophomore that's played really well, Dylan Burns, that has driven in 10 runs as well. He's got 5 triples, so they've got some good hitters up and down that lineup.
Yeah, absolutely. They swing it very well. Like I said, they always have really good athletes, so we've got to pitch well. That's bottom line, is we definitely have to pitch better this Saturday than we have the last couple of games.
We're talking with Steve Ryer, Delta Panthers baseball coach. And Steve, when you talk about your pitching, how does that look in terms of going to this weekend against Durango, who gets a ball free coming up on Saturday?
Yeah, we're gonna probably stay off of Kendall and Reed a little bit. They've thrown quite a bit. We've kept their pitch numbers down, but at the same time, we need to see what some other guys can do, in terms of starting role and those middle guys. So probably looking at Rip Lockhart will be starting that game on Saturday. He's thrown pretty well for us. He's given up a couple long balls, but, early in the year, he's, struggled locating his slider a little bit and, left a couple over the plate, and they got hit a long ways. But he's also bounced back from those and made good adjustments. So he's probably going to get the start on Saturday.
All right, and of course, we'll have that game this Saturday, our Highway 50 game of the week, as it switches over to the team for high school baseball season. So 102.1 in Delta, Mark Cantor have the call this Saturday on the Team Sports Network, not over on the Monkey, but on the team this Saturday. Our pregame at 10:45, first pitch at 11 o'clock as Delta takes on Durango. And Steve, I always appreciate the time. Have a happy Easter, and thanks for coming on this morning.
Thanks, Jim. You as well.